From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Coast Guard officials say a sea and air search for 11 workers continues in the Gulf of Mexico after an oil rig explosion off the Louisiana coast. As Eileen Fleming from member station WWNO reports, the fire is still burning.
Coast Guard officials say search and rescue is the focus of the operation at the deepwater drill. Officials say search conditions are clear and the water calm. Transocean spokesman Adrian Rose told a news conference that it's been hard to put out the flames.
It ebbs and flows a bit, if you like. It goes up and down, but the fire is still burning. It's a hot fire.
The Coast Guard is also working with the companies involved by mobilizing vessels to contain oil at the scene. So far, there is no major spill, but a sheen is detected in the area. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama says he has no litmus test for his nominee to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Here's the criteria Mr. Obama says he is focusing on.
I want somebody who is going to be interpreting our Constitution in a way that takes into account individual rights, and that includes women's rights. And that's going to be something that's very important to me.
Mr. Obama spoke with reporters as he met with a bipartisan group of Senate leaders to discuss his nomination ideas. Christopher Schrader is the Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Policy, which oversees the screening of judicial nominees. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that Schrader's confirmation comes 10 months after the president nominated him.
Schrader's nomination was approved unanimously by the Judiciary Committee last July, but Republicans blocked a vote by the full Senate and then refused to waive renomination in January. When the president did renominate Schrader, the Judiciary Committee approved him again, this time 16-3. But his nomination remained stalled on the floor until Democrats filed a motion used to end filibusters. Republicans then agreed to a vote, and now the Senate has approved the nomination by a 72-24 vote. Democrats charged that Republicans had blocked the nomination to ensure that the Justice Department office in charge of judgeships would be headless and dysfunctional. Schrader, a Duke law professor, served as chief counsel on the Senate Judiciary Committee when then-Senator Joseph Biden was chair. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Most flights are now operating at Europe's biggest airports and on schedule. 1 week after the Icelandic volcano ash grounded thousands of flights, airlines are giving unbooked seats to stranded passengers, but officials say it could take a week to get everybody where they need to be. The International Air Traffic Association says it is now concentrating on the handling of the disaster and the cost to the industry. Asian markets are closing lower today, down over 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR News. A top State Department official is reiterating the Obama administration's position on arming rebels in Lebanon. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the official told a congressional panel that the U.S. often warns Syria about the dangers of transferring missiles to Hezbollah.
Israel recently accused Syria of shipping Scud missiles to Hezbollah, which is on a U.S. terrorism list. Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs Jeffrey Feltman would not confirm the reports, but he said giving Hezbollah such weapons would be a, quote, incendiary provocative action. Feltman told a congressional hearing that the U.S. has repeatedly raised concerns with Syrian officials. Syria denies the allegations and accuses Israel of a disinformation campaign to justify a possible Israeli offensive. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in the Baltic state of Estonia. Clinton will meet with NATO ministers to discuss Afghanistan and other issues. NATO ministers will debate the future of nuclear weapons and relations with Russia following Moscow's arms reduction agreement with the United States. One concern is that any move to remove NATO nuclear weapons could prompt Turkey to develop its own deterrent, given its worries about nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. A group of suspected pirates is heading to Norfolk, Virginia this week for possible trial. The suspects reportedly were captured on March 31st following a gun battle with the U.S. frigate. 16 others were captured in connection with the same incident. U.S. officials say a small number of piracy suspects may be prosecuted on American soil. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.